Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, our listeners. Welcome to the Althea Moses Show, home of hot health and fitness tips with Olympian Althea Moses. This show is presented by Althea Moses Health and Fitness Company. Results with an Olympian's touch. Today we're broadcasting live from our Los Angeles studios. Thank you for listening. My name is Althea Moses, and I'm your host. Welcome back. I'm glad to be back to teach you every week. I hope you had a wonderful day. Today I have a great show for you. Coming up later in the show, I'm teaching 12 things that increase your risk of stroke. 12 things that increase your risk of stroke. Stay tuned to learn more. On my show, I'm committed to serving you by teaching you how to achieve and succeed or win with your health and fitness goals. I'm excited to teach and serve you. Hot health and fitness tip number one. Stay with me if you know it. You need commitment, dedication, consistent right actions, and to work hard and smart to reach your health and fitness goals, one step or movement at a time. And remember, the material presented on this show is for adults and educational purposes. Always consult with your physician before starting any dietary and exercise program. You're listening to Hot Health and Fitness Tips with Olympian Althea Moses. Here's the quote of the day segment. Health is not valued till sickness comes. Health is not valued till sickness comes. That is a quote from Thomas Fuller. Thank you, Thomas. Now, here is our updates and what's next segment. I want to have a moment of silence for the 14 victims who died and other victims who were injured in last week's terror attack in San Bernardino, which was so close to where I'm located in Los Angeles area and where my family lived in Riverside area. So let's take a moment of silence to acknowledge and remember the victims from the terror attack. Thank you for that. I have a few updates. I've added quality nutrition with incentives and rewards to my company's health and fitness programs. So to learn more about our products and support programs, please visit us at AltheaMoses.BodyByBy.com. That is AltheaMoses.BodyByBy. That's B as in victory, I.com. You'll have a chance to participate in my challenge groups to support you as you work to lose 10 pounds of body fat or gain 10 pounds of lean muscle mass. And when you lose, my company will donate 90 free meals to a kid on your behalf. Isn't that amazing? You can also qualify for cash and other amazing rewards for your hard work. So I'm really excited about it, and there are so many people signing up and starting to get results. They're taking advantage of the 90-day challenge, 90-days challenge. Challenge yourself to lose 10 pounds of body fat or gain 10 pounds of lean muscle mass and have me help you with it. So visit Althea Moses, my Althea Moses Health and Fitness Company Facebook page for the flyer or contact me for details today. My second update is I want to thank everyone who came out to work out with me at my Althea Moses Fitness Club event in Inglewood. I am so proud of your commitment to improving and maintaining your health, fitness, and wellness. So I look forward to seeing you next January 2016. That's the first Saturday at my next Althea Moses Fitness Club. The next update I have, I want you to join me this Saturday, that's in 2 days, at 9 a.m. in Marina Del Rey for my Althea Challenge Group and Althea Exercise. It's a fun fitness experience to help you lose weight or body fat and to tone and strengthen your body in little time. It's also a great opportunity to socialize and work out with a group of like-minded people who are living active, healthy lifestyles. See you there, 9 a.m. in Marina Del Rey. Okay, and finally, those of you who are looking for value-added Christmas gifts to give your loved ones, purchase one of my nutrition kits and or fitness packages at AltheaMoses.BodyByBuy.com and AltheaM.com today. They will not be disappointed with these gifts. Trust me. Here's a gift that will enhance your loved one's health, fitness, and wellness. Isn't that what it's all about? All right. So on my last episode, I taught 6 common neurological deficits after stroke. That is when you have a right-sided stroke. Excuse me. If you missed it, listen to my on-demand archive episodes on blogtalkradio.com/AltheaMoses. And remember to click the follow tab to stay connected and share my episodes with the people you care about. You're listening to Hot Health and Fitness Tips with Olympian Althea Moses. Here's the Hot Health and Fitness topic of the day. You've been waiting, and here we go. 12 things that increase your risk of stroke. I have a few stats for you. I've been giving you a couple, and I'll repeat them. So you will not forget it. These are 3 statistics from the CDC or the Center for Disease Control. The first one: on average, one American dies from stroke every 4 minutes. On average, one American dies from stroke every 4 minutes. The second one: stroke kills almost 130,000 Americans each year. That's one out of every 19 deaths. And stroke is the fourth leading cause of death in the United States. So keep those in mind and share them with your family and friends. On the last several episodes, I taught that stroke is changing the quality of lives of millions of normal weight, overweight, and obese adults, and the school-age children who they leave behind. Both young and older people are having strokes that are crippling them. Some are dying from strokes, too. How many of them do you know, loyal listeners? I know a few. The good news, it may be avoided, but healthy lifestyle changes, like losing excess weight if needed, regular consumption of a low-fat and low-carbohydrate diet with lots of vegetables, fruits, lean protein, nuts, seeds, and getting regular exercise. There are so many good options for food out there, loyal listeners, so please take heed and take care of yourself. Here's a hot health tip. As you age, take care of your body so you can enjoy a good quality of life. Now, here are the 12 things that increase your risk of stroke. Number one, hypertension. Number one is hypertension. Number two, heart disease. Number three, atherosclerosis. Number four, previous TIAs. Number five, high cholesterol. Six, high alcohol consumption. Number seven, obesity. 8, diabetes. 9, a brute noise. That is caused by turbulent blood flow in the carotid artery. And brute is caused by abnormal narrowing of an artery. Let me spell brute for you. That's B as in boy, R-U-I-T. So you can do your research as well. 10 is cigarette smoking. 11, oral contraceptive use. And 12, family history of stroke. So those are the 12 things that increase your risk of stroke. I'll repeat them. 1, hypertension. 2, heart disease. 3, atherosclerosis. 4, previous TIAs. 5, high cholesterol. 6, high alcohol consumption. 7, obesity. 8, diabetes. 9, a brute noise, which is caused by turbulent blood flow in the carotid artery. 10, cigarette smoking. 11, oral contraceptive use. And 12, family history of stroke. So those are the 12 things that increase your risk of stroke. So do your research, talk to your doctor, your health practitioner about your annual exam, your results from those exams, your health exams, and talk to a dietitian or call me, talk to me about how you can decrease your risk of stroke. So those are the 12 things that increase your risk of stroke. That's all I have for today's topic. I hope it helps to increase your knowledge, help you make better, healthier choices. Loyal listeners, I truly care about you and your wellness. As a result, I continue researching and sharing about stroke to educate you and ask you to educate others. Why? I want to prevent more people from having a stroke or strokes, suffering after a stroke, and or dying too soon. So if you or someone you know are overweight, obese, have been diagnosed with hypertension, and are consuming high blood pressure medications, share this and my other related episodes with them. Tell them sharing is caring. They'll thank you for caring. I'll thank you for caring. This information may save their lives from a crippling or deadly stroke. I'm your health, fitness, and wellness friend, Althea Moses. Get results with an Olympian touch. Or listeners, do you need motivation? Help getting started? Do you want to learn how to lose weight, get stronger, increase and or maintain your fitness level? Well, don't hesitate to contact me for a free consultation or choose me to help and train you. I have 3 decades of fitness experience. I can motivate and support you. I teach and teach you how to prevent injuries and enjoy exercise. That's the ultimate goal. You enjoy exercise, you will more likely continue to do it on a regular basis. I'll design a custom nutrition and fitness program just for you so you may experience the results you want sooner than you think. And feel free to share my information with your family and friends who may need my offers to improve their lives. And contact me today for your free consultation. Thank you for listening to the Althea Moses Show. This concludes today's topic. If you missed any of my episodes, I have 81 now. 81 live episodes. They're short and sweet. Most of them are short and sweet, 15 minutes or less. Listen to and share on my on-demand archived episodes right here on blogtalkradio.com/AltheaMoses. Next week, I'll teach risk of stroke. Next week, I'll teach risk of stroke varies by these 4 things. So tune in next Thursday to find out what those 4 things are. And here's an important note. Next week will be my final episode for this year, 2015. I'll be rejuvenating my health and enhancing my wellness with a much-needed vacation. And don't worry, I'll return in January 2016. So stay tuned for my return date. Loyal listeners, that's all the time I have scheduled for today's episode. Stay connected by clicking the follow tab on blogtalkradio.com. Or on my hot website, AltheaM.com, Twitter, Facebook, Yelp, and my Althea Moses YouTube channel. Remember to click share, subscribe, and like my YouTube videos today. Loyal listeners, thank you for tuning in to the Althea Moses Show. And thank you for listening to Hot Health and Fitness Tips with Olympian Althea Moses.